This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Happy New Year, January 5th, 2018, the first Radio Law Talk of the year, 2019. I'm back on 2019. Again, it's January 5th, 2019. Happy New Year. You know what? I'm going to welcome a couple. I was thinking about it this morning. Welcome to Crack, KBLF, KPay, KBDT Dallas. There's a lot more stations that carry us, but I was just thinking about them. But most importantly, I was thinking about the Amargosa Valley. Thank you very much for being here, because we have the illustrious, the man, the myth, Chris Rodriguez is in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Yeah, it's Denise, myself, Todd, and Chris, and Cal. We have the whole team here. And the only way we were able to get Chris Rodriguez here was one thing. It was trickery.
We lied to him.
It was trickery, because Denise and Todd had other things going on today. They're very important.
We're supposed to be here.
Yeah,
wait, I'll turn on your mic now, Todd.
I said, it's my mic on.
I didn't think you were going to be here.
Neither of us were supposed to be here today, and Denise.
It was just going to be Chris and I. Don't take it personal, but I was kind of looking forward to just Chris and I just meshing it up, Chris.
No chest bumps today, no arm wrestling. I mean.
Well, I knew for a fact Cal would have his thumb on the dump button quite often while that Rodriguez is here.
Something tells me the show would have sounded a lot like Morse code. You know,
Hey, I'll take trickery. It's good to be wanted, to feel wanted. I was giddy to come in here this morning, very excited. The cardboard cutout with my face on it is still up, so you guys haven't totally forgotten about me. It's good to.
Yeah, the reason we had Rodriguez, just so you know, is because we have to have a guy from Harvard. Now, he's our Harvard guy here, and I was thinking, now, how did he get into Harvard? I still can't. I'm just thinking, okay, everybody picture out there the people that are allowing people to come into Harvard, because to get into Harvard is next to impossible. I could this one's from where? Where? Oh, Winters, California. Winters. Let's see. Well, George, look up the population. Oh, 605. 605. Yeah. Chris Rodriguez, can you get me his transcript? Graduated from high school. Seven
good.
Of them.
Good
he
enough.
Was the only one that graduated. We should take
him. I don't know, Brett. I'm thinking that the key to his entrance into Harvard might have been the word pictures, as in he had pictures of somebody on the admittance. I'll be danged if I didn't buy a camera with this zoom lens that I can take a picture from 1,500 meters away with startling clarity.
My personal theory is that they either did it very late on a Friday afternoon, and they said, we've got three left, we've got two people, turn the files over, pull the guys out.
Yeah.
Or it was very early Monday morning, and they said, we must give this great consideration. Are you kidding? It's Monday morning. Let him in.
No, I think they're drunk.
In actuality, it is the same way you guys got me here into the studio.
My trickery.
I wrote my admissions essay on picking up walnuts in the orchard where I grew up.
Not picking up magazine racks?
Newspaper stands.
That's
a different story.
Let's clarify things. It was newspaper, not magazine.
Yes. There you go.
Yes. I would never have done that if it was a magazine stand. Absolutely not.
So you got into Harvard because you're a nut picker?
I guess so. Well.
Or a nut grabber?
Are we keeping it clean today?
Yes, we are.
Well, we were until that moment.
That's Denise.
Denise, you're the one that's leading this down this primrose path of debauchery.
But let's be honest.
Don't feed the animals, Denise.
Each of us here is slightly jealous of the fact that Chris got into Harvard. We're thankful for him, glad for him, and wish it was us instead of him. So that's it.
Appreciate it.
Well, all I got to say is we're going to talk about the new year today. And in 2019, there's a lot of laws that have passed that are going to affect us. I think some of them are quite funny, to be honest, we're going to talk about. That's going to be our main topic today. You really want to hear some cool, fun stuff? Today, we're going to talk about the 2019 laws, and believe it or not, they're going to affect a lot of us in some ways from all over the United States. Remember a couple of important things. Call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Denise, you always know 855 Law Radio is what?
855-529-7234.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and you, those of you who don't want to be on the air, you can just tell Cal. He'll answer. And you can talk to the famous three-time Emmy Award nominee, never a winner. But he'll just tell you your answer to case or no case, because we do have case or no case. It's a new year, even though Denise is starting with 6 points. We'll discuss that later and how that occurred. But remember, we're talking about general topics today. We are California attorneys. I do practice in Washington, D.C. also. Seek local counsel, and please do not, what, Todd? Show up to court?
Do not show up to court citing Radio Law Talk as your persuasive legal authority.
Yes, Your Honor. If you do, that might be kind
of
cool.
Yeah, Your Honor, we should win because in the landmark case of Fred Penny versus Denise Dirks,
they said
this.
And then Cal Hunter, who's a producer, three-time Emmy Award nominee, never a winner, said.
No, you would say three-time Emmy Award nominee, and the court would go, well, you never won, right? Yeah, okay.
And you know, that happens in courts all across the land every day.
That's right.
In fact, I start out all of my oral arguments now in a tribute to Cal. I say, Your Honor, I'd like to take you to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Nice.
I take you now, Your Honor. What the heck?
Or as Denise says, that's a tell that it's not a case.
Now, let me tell you what has happened today. So, as you see, all of us except Denise, who's usually normally quite spiffy with her Radio Law Talk shirt, the three boys, I'm going to say three because Cal didn't follow suit. The three boys have all worn their Radio Law Talk shirts.
That's right.
And I put on my Radio Law Talk T-shirt. I haven't worn a T-shirt. Usually I wear the button-ups like you have, or the collared, nice collared ones. And I think what I'm going to do is, we have Seth ordered these shirts originally. And I think what has happened is they've gotten smaller. So what I'm going to do is...
Clearly the shirts have gotten smaller. So I was going to notice that you're wearing... It's showing off the biceps there,
my biceps are much larger. And I've noticed that as I put this on, and my wife noticed today and said, you're going to wear that today? You know, it's the subtle, you're a fat slob, and it's too small now.
That's the worst thing you can hear when you put on... We step out the door just ready to go to work, and your wife goes... Really? Yeah. That's what you're choosing to wear, huh?
So I want to tell you, I am going back to the manufacturer on Monday and remind them that they made these shirts too small, because it has nothing to do with the end-of-the-year holiday festives.
There's a defect in your shirt. A defect in your shirt. It shrinks over time.
The extra large is now like a large. What happened?
Fourth quarter shrinkage.
That's all it is.
Where's our
is that, from, is that a Costanza quote?
You know, you've exactly. Got, you've, you know,
there was shrinking.
What happened? But the shirt was cold. Okay.
That's a Seinfeld episode, right?
It is. It is a Seinfeld episode.
So anyway, we're going to move on. And the laws of 2019, we're also going to talk about how Justice Roberts got intervened in the Mueller probe.
I just want it known that between the glass, Cal and I are doing the fist bump. We both got it. We got the joke.
I got it. I'm trying to move on. We've got about a minute left, and we might get to some law. And then we're going to talk a little bit about domestic violence charges against... Hey, you know, the famous football player, what's his name? Reuben Foster. They were dropped.
Talk about dodging a bullet twice.
Ooh,
good heavens.
And he got traded from the Niners to...
No, he just got released.
He got
released by the Niners, and Redskins picked him up and then took heat for it. But we'll talk about all that.
Yeah, we still got a bit left. We're also going to talk about California Governor Brown is rejected by the California Supreme Court. And we're going to tell you how he was rejected and what was rejected. And we're going to leave that teaser with you. We're going to be right back with Denise, Fred, Chris Rodriguez, Todd, and the three-time Emmy nominee, never a winner, Cal.
Todd.
And we're going to talk over each other. How many times are we going to talk over
every
each other?
Every chance we get.
All day long.
See ya. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. And by the way, past episodes are available there as well. Stay tuned. There's much more Radio Law Talk coming up.
My name is...
is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at pennyandassociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care,
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Everybody's favorite event is about to occur, which Chris has not participated in quite some time and may move into second place, and that is Case or No Case 2019. Roll it, Cal.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Those of you who want to call in, Cal,
yes,
call at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet at Radio Law Talk. And you know what? Just tweet it in. We'll mention it. And that way you don't have to call in if you don't feel like it. But we want you guys to play. This is a great game.
And I take you now to Nina, Alaska. There, a gentleman, an Inuit native by the name of Tanana, one name, had a problem with some ulcer patients of a certain doctor with a national remote medical clinic based in Mendocino County, California. The doctor would treat ulcers from patients all around the world using moose milk. Well, Mr. Tanana, well, not Mr. Tanana, I guess just Tanana, has a farm where he milks the great Alaskan moose. Now, it sounds crazy, but he got a young calf, he domesticated it. She was made to have a baby when she matured by a bull moose who watered nearby.
How'd that happen, Cal?
By moose love.
Oh,
and the next thing,
ML.
The next thing you know, Tanana had a herd of 800 or so milking moose over about 5 years. They're all milked by hand, hires all the local Inuits to do it, never a milking machine. That keeps it more natural in the minds of the patients, I suppose. So the patients would be referred to Tanana's dairy. They tried the moose milk. Many of them got great results. They ordered hundreds of gallons of moose milk every week. Tanana loved that they paid $15 a gallon plus shipping. He had a lot of steady customers as well as advocates for his burgeoning moose milk industry until a patient by the name of Mr. Frank Reynolds of Schenectady, New York, said the moose milk didn't work for him. He had a funny taste to it, and it wasn't right. Well, he said, I've had it before, got good results, now I'm not. Something's different about it. He wasn't the only one. All of a sudden, dozens of moose milk, it's easy for me to say, dozens of moose milk drinkers started having issues. Reynolds called a man there in New York who was a chemist, and he tested the butter fat and so forth and said, there's a reason this moose milk tastes different. According to my scientific conclusion, this moose milk has been mixed with cow's milk. And so the ulcer patients, spurred on by the doctor, decided they had been wronged, or spurred on by the doctor, not spurred on. Tanana first said he changed the moose's feed, and perhaps that altered the chemistry, and he tried the older formula with less hay, but that didn't change anything. And the milk was tested again. Same result. So I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, case or no case?
Against whom?
Hmm?
Against whom?
Against the man who milks moose. Mr. against Tanana.
Okay, so who is suing the
So news? is it Reynolds versus Tanana?
Reynolds is the, yes, Mr. Reynolds is the guy in Schenectady. He put together a group of about 170 patients, and they all decided they were going to sue on the basis of the diluted moose milk.
Reynolds et al.
Reynolds
who,
et al.
Who diluted it? Did they ever find out?
The farmer. Allegedly, Tanana. Let me tell you the rest of the story, if you'd like.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Tanana said, I never guaranteed that it would be 100% moose milk. And I had some milkers dry up. And, you know, in the Alaska hunting season, sometimes people get aggressive and they shoot some of my moose if I put them out to pasture. He said, that's what you're going to get. You know, that's sometimes it's not 100% because I'm trying to meet demand, and I dilute it with cow's milk. And that was his response. So I ask you, case or no case? By the way, the allegation was, because it was in multiple states, this was all done, apparently, if I understand it correctly, in federal court because of interstate commerce laws, if, in fact, this is a real case. So, and again, I'm not saying it is, but if it were, that would be.
But you kind of are.
What did you say?
I better be careful, you'll go first.
I will. Yeah. I haven't gotten a question right since June.
Tweet it at Radio Law Talk or call us at 855 Law Radio if you want to tell us whether or not this is moose milk or cow milk. Case.
Well, I mean, you can see where it could happen. Chris Rodriguez, because you are new, relatively speaking, we'd like you to go first. We've got about 2.5 minutes here in this segment. So, case or no case, and if so, what would be the outcome?
Your Honor, just as in the famous Tanana case involving moose milk, this is a case, and I'm going to say that there was a recovery on a class-wide or multi-plaintiff basis, okay. And Tanana was impoverished as a result.
All right.
And he went back to doing whatever else folks in Mena, Alaska, dude.
Mena, yeah. Mena. Lovely. It's an island community.
Yep.
Mr. Kunin. Case or no case?
Well, I think we need to rewrite the 12 days of Christmas to include 12 moose a milking or something like that.
Right.
I'm wondering if one of the plaintiff's name was Captain, it would be Captain and Tanana, and love would keep us together.
He just died, okay. Didn't he?
Yeah. Yes.
Our condolences to the family of Daryl Dragon. Anyway.
That's right.
Not to be confused with Frank Tanana.
No, or Tanana the...
Those of you under 40,
yes.
Sorry.
Explain who that is.
Yeah, like anyone under 40 is listening. But anyway, so...
well,
did
they
you
were.
Say under 40 or anyone?
Yeah, so,
both. Yes.
So this is what I'm going to say. I mean, his big problem is if you put that milk bucket under a bowl, because that ain't milk. But I'm going to say... Based upon the fact that this... Denise just got that one.
Yeah.
That's what we call a way homer. You don't get it till you're on your way home.
Boom.
This, I think, takes the cake for being the longest setup that Cal Hunter has had, I believe, for a case. This one takes the cake.
That's true. It is a long story.
And I am going to say, based upon that...
But it's a good story.
It's a good story. Yeah. And one that I believe was spun out of whole cloth. And so this one is made up. I'm saying no case.
Well,
well, he says indignantly as well. Yeah,
well
I take back all my fist bumps.
That's one of the longest responses that we.
That's right. Well,
yeah,
well, because I looked up and I saw we only had 45 seconds left, and I wanted the teaser to go to Fred so we could hear.
Oh,
his
I
wisdom.
Know what I'm going to say. Yes. I've got it down and dialed, and it was something Cal said that I'm going to go ahead and tee off and help Denise. But we're going to be right back with Case or No Case. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Tell us what you think about the moose milking case.
Now that you guys have all got it figured out, I'm glad I went first.
That's right.
Well, frankly, they're probably glad you went first, too. So more Case or No Case coming right up. Don't go away. More Radio Law Talk right here.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at Northwest Compacting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Air traffic control employees are still at work, but Dan McCabe of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association says a government shutdown 6 years ago remains a problem for training and staffing today.
Anytime that there is a shutdown like this, the FAA Academy in Oklahoma City, which is the single point for new hires to go through, it closes. And closing something like that is like stopping a freight train at 80 miles an hour and then starting it up again.
The ranks of air traffic controllers are already at a 30-year low. White House officials and congressional staffers continue negotiations today over the government's
shutdown. Congressman John Sarbanes tells CNN he wants to see a real discussion on border security.
If this were a real discussion about border security, instead of the president just being stuck on this idea of a wall, which is something that doesn't make sense according to everybody who looks at the way security operates at the border, then we could have that kind of a leveraged discussion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're doing Case or No Case, and Cal, give us a very short synopsis of this long case.
People bought moose milk to help cure their ulcers. The dairyman started diluting the moose milk because it was running short, could not meet demand. They filed a class action. Some of these clients spending as much as $50,000 a year with the dairyman. So they filed a federal lawsuit and said they want their money back, and they want the dairyman run out of business, and they want him to be punished. And that is the basic synopsis of our case or no case.
Don't.
Mr. Penny, what?
And so I was going to say, don't pay the dairyman until he gets it to the other side.
And Chris, good one.
Chris said case.
Said case, and the plaintiffs prevail.
Correct.
And
I said no case.
Mm-hmm.
Based on absolutely nothing.
I said no case.
And this
based
is the,
upon
this is
Cal's foolery.
This is the deal. What you said is within 5 years he had 800 milking mooses.
Yeah, moose. Yeah. Not mooses. I did not say mooses. I said moose.
Moose, okay. How can you in 5 years produce 800 moose?
I didn't say produce them. He bought some. There are other people who milk moose. He's not the only moose dairyman in the world. That's certainly true. Yeah.
So it was a happy bull.
I was going to say, how do you get 800 milking mooses in 5 years?
Again, with
that
the
threw me. Oh. So, but the problem is, then I'm like Princess Bride. But the problem is, Cal trying to trick me, he probably threw those to trick us to think it was so stupid. And I'm telling you right now, this is the most ridiculous, stupid case I've ever seen in my whole life. Therefore, it's got to be true. Because if it was intelligent and was very clear, then I say it is not a case. But it is just stupid. It's got to be a case. And I'm with Rodriguez, the moose man loses.
But what if he spent the last 10 years building up a resistance to iocane powder? Sorry, you made the reference to Princess Bride. I had to go with
it. I know that. I caught it. But that's the listener
thing. All right. So, Denise, case or no case?
Tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
She rests her case, Your Honor.
Tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
Reynolds class action versus Tanana.
You may
recuse
yourself.
New York federal court.
Yeah, you may recuse yourself if you'd like.
It's too detailed.
Too detailed?
Yeah, so it's not a case.
So I had way too much honest information in there.
Well, a couple things.
Yeah.
How in the heck would you ever milk a moose?
It is done in Alaska quite frequently.
Really?
Surprisingly. Yeah, they can
be domesticated. They're mean.
Well, not always.
It is utterly difficult. I'll say that.
Yeah. Let's get on from the pun.
Okay, no case. I just don't think it's a case.
All right, so those of you who believe that it is not a case, Denise and Todd.
Oh, Chris! I should have never went with Rodriguez.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Chris! What is wrong with us?
I was hot back in June.
It is based on the fact that there is a dairy that milks moose in Alaska, but the rest of it is pure, well, moose bull.
Is moose milk used for ulcers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I didn't know that. That's good to know.
Yeah, it's actually. Yeah, I don't know that it's effective, but you know, there's always a doctor willing to prescribe anything for anything if he can make money off of it.
Oh my gosh, you got us, Cal! I tell you, it was just so off the wall. I just thought it. But my 800. You got to admit the 800.
That was a great. That was a great question to ask. But yeah. I checked into that. I came up with the numbers based on an actual dairy. And they are people who buy them and sell them like cows. And by the way, gentle ones are a high commodity.
I bet. Because it can be temperamental.
They're not like Jersey cows that are always docile. No. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is case. Or no case. One more coming up in the third hour. Yes.
Was there really an Inuit gentleman named Tanana, or did you make that up as well?
No.
Wait, how did you come up with Tanana?
I just looked for names. I looked up in the Inuit direct, you know, Google for Inuit names, and that was the one that popped up. So.
He's very good.
I mean, at least I look around. They're not completely bull moose. or moose bull. Wait a minute. No, whatever.
So the campfires, PG&E, guess what? They're filing. There's documents being filed before the courts now, and PG&E is now saying there's going to be some legal problems that they're going to deal with from these fires, especially the campfire, because, you know, there was the issue of the explosion of the pipeline that they were found criminally liable on. And so PG&E acknowledged on Monday that its possible role in Northern California's recent wildfires could create fresh legal problems for the company. So, but don't forget, they went on and said they're not admitting to breaking any laws.
Criminal problems, they're saying, would cause, because of not just like liability
civil
problems,
right,
but criminal. Yeah.
Right, that's exactly right. Because they're technically on probation from the earlier explosion. And people are like, well, how can they be criminally liable? Well, companies can be criminally liable. The company's not going to sit in jail. But this is kind of a dilemma for all of us here in the West Coast, because think about PG&E. That's, you know, okay. They still provide most of our electricity in a lot of the areas of California.
You know, one interesting thing, you mentioned that they're still on probation for the San Bruno incident, with the gas pipeline. Now, that's important to note because of the burden of proof to prove somebody guilty on the new case out of the campfires, or if there were any criminal charges brought because of the Napa fires a little over a year ago. Mm-hmm. The new cases have to be proven beyond a reasonable doubt if they go to trial. All right. Violations of probation, though, do not. So if there's a new case filed, let's say a new case is filed for Chico. Okay, or for the campfire up in Northern California.
Paradise.
That just happened.
Paradise. Yeah.
Okay. So there's a new case filed. The new case has the beyond a reasonable doubt burden of proof that goes along with it. But
for the criminal.
For the criminal case, but there's also a violation of probation trailing or running at the same time. For the San Bruno case, it's over, but are they violating their probation there? And the burden of proof to get relief in the violation of probation is only preponderance of the evidence. It is not beyond a reasonable doubt on a violation of probation. So the burden to prove they're liable to still get relief on a violation of probation theory is lower than what would need to be proved in a brand new case, which really starts to stack up the liability in, for PG&E.
But Fred still asks the great question. Who sits in jail if they're found guilty of a probation violation? Who pays the bail? Who rots there with the, you know, with the yellow or the orange jumpsuit on?
Yeah, you know, I don't know the answer to
that
question.
Yeah, what's interesting is I think what's going to start happening is if they're found criminally liable again for this, and if they are found civilly liable, I think there's going to be a little bit of, not intentional, but backlash the following way. Already, they're already talking about cutting off some rural areas during the hot summer times with electricity. They've already told them, they've advised many of these rural areas. Because I actually represent clients that live in rural areas in personal injury cases. And that is a kind of a scare. And they've had, okay, we are going to be shutting down electricity during this time period. So why wouldn't PG&E now say, if this is a problem again, we're going to be careful and extra cautious, and we're going to shut down Paradise, the little town of, you know,
Magalia,
Chico. Or,
yeah,
you know, you've got all these little towns up near Lake Almanor, you know.
Chester, Quincy.
Yeah, just start shutting down these little areas.
Now, Cal, you had asked, who sits in jail?
Isn't that the key question in a criminal case? Who's the criminal?
Now, I'll give you an example. Remember the Enron scandal from a long time? Now, that was where the company was found criminally liable, as well as the executives. Jeff Skilling was the former CEO who oversaw that and made key decisions. And so the decisions that were imputed to the company, that the company had to pay for, were imputed to him. It were his decisions that were made that created the company policy. He's the one that had to go to jail for that. And so when you ask the question, who with PG&E, I don't know. It may remains to be seen, I suppose, or maybe they've got it. But it would have to be who in PG&E was the one where they could trace the decision being made that made the company liable, therefore he or she is liable as well. I don't know the answer to that, but that trail has to be found somewhere.
And Skilling, by the way, died in a cabin in Colorado of a heart attack before he did. He did some jail time, but not much.
Not all of it.
I didn't know the Public Utilities Commission is considering breaking up PG&E.
Yes. And the state of California is considering nationalizing it, in quotes, or taking it over themselves.
Oh, that'll run well.
Yeah, that'll be great.
That'll be running.
Fills
perfect.
Me with confidence.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, but anyway, we're going to keep following this. But again, there is no proof at this point. They're still investigating that whether or not PG&E was reckless in helping cause this. They're arguing there was bullet holes in some of the power lines near where the, quote, incident may have started. We'll be right back. We're going to talk more about the laws of 2019.
This is Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're going to talk a little bit about some football. We got the championship game against Alabama and Clemson coming up. That's going to be interesting. We have a famous, well-known football player that played for the 49ers, was a linebacker, correct, named Reuben Foster, who some allegations, and we always repeat this, allegations. Most of the stuff we're discussing, these are allegations that come up because a person a lot of times can't defend themselves, and that's what the problem with the news media nowadays, and it's not necessarily, quote, the main news media, but it's the social media goes so fast that the allegations fly before they can even defend themselves.
And blame the 24-hour news cycle for the fact that there's very little in-depth reporting immediately when a story breaks. So
right.
Somebody gets out in front of a story, this is what really hit. Then it turns out it's all baloney or whatever.
Right.
You don't find out until hours later. And that's just a 24-hour constant news cycle.
Yeah, and the problem there, Cal, is also is you're tried in public opinion. And that's the issue nowadays is that you're almost guilty until proven innocent in the public. And that's the issue here with Reuben Foster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying what he did or didn't do, but, Chris, there's some interesting allegations here that the ex-girlfriend brought out.
Right. Well, there's some history here that we got to go into. So Reuben Foster had a phenomenal rookie season playing linebacker for the 49ers. In between his rookie season and his second season, like a week into the offseason, he was arrested on a marijuana charge in Alabama. Then a couple of weeks later, he was arrested in a domestic violence situation in Santa Clara.
County.
Santa Clara County. And so...
It's the Bay Area.
Yeah, and there were some very kind of... serious allegations levied at him as to what he did to his girlfriend in their home in Santa Clara, or apartment. And so he was going to be charged with this, and he was charged with it. And then they had a hearing. And the 49ers didn't cut him at the time. They said, well, we have some information that we think is going to come out in his favor. Let's just wait and see how this plays out. Well, at this preliminary hearing, the victim took the stand and said, I made this entire thing up. I was mad at him, and so I took it out on him. I shouldn't have done it, but he didn't lay a finger on me. I made it all up. And so everybody, the 49ers said, see, we told you, this guy's a good guy, and we're sticking by him. Well, fast forward, he played a few games and wasn't having that great of a season, but they flew to Tampa Bay to play in the game in Tampa Bay. And this same girlfriend, who had become his ex-girlfriend, obviously, she... made these stories up about him and everything. The team told
apparently
him.
Went back to Tampa Bay with
went
him.
To Tampa Bay, stayed in the same hotel, and he was arrested the night before the game in Tampa Bay again, accused of domestic violence. Well, it just came out, in the last couple of days that the authorities in the Tampa Bay, Florida area are not going to charge him with domestic violence. So we were talking, Todd obviously does criminal law. We were talking before the break as to the problems that a prosecutor in Florida would have to charging and pursuing Reuben Foster on this claim or count of domestic violence when you have a witness who has already admitted under oath that she lied on purpose.
So did the 49ers cut him after the charge in Tampa Bay?
They did.
And they did so because he violated an agreement, one of which was that he would not associate with this female. He took her to that hotel in Florida against the team's wishes, was part of the problem. So he basically violated, he'd signed another agreement with them. I'll stay away from her, I'll be keeping clean my nose clean, et cetera, and he...
Got together and was staying with her at the hotel.
Yeah.
So that's probably the reason the Niners cut him.
Well, I'm thinking,
and he's now with the Redskins, right?
Yes, he was picked up by the Redskins shortly after he was released by the 49ers. Which caused no small stir among the Redskins fans and folks in Washington D.C. Why are you doing this? The Redskins said, "Well, we want to pick him up and let the legal process play its way out." And
I think it was really not very wise of the Redskins because he pled no contest to the weapons charges that arised out of that Santa Clara incident. And so he's got 2 years of probation, and he has some legal problems.
And what's more is even though the prosecutor, we'll get into why the prosecutor may have declined as well to file charges in the Florida case, but in addition to that, it's not like Reuben Foster's not going to face possible suspension by the NFL, because as we have seen before with Ezekiel Elliott and with others, just because the authorities don't choose to file a case doesn't mean the NFL can't levy their own punishment for violation of the morality clause,
right.
not bringing the clauses against dragging the NFL's name through the mud and all this crap that you bring to the NFL as a result of it. And so I don't think we're going to, my personal opinion is, I don't think we're going to see Reuben Foster on the field day one of next season.
Yeah, last year he got a 2-year suspension by the NFL
couple of game suspension.
Oh, two games? Oh,
yes.
Not
yeah.
year.
You
I
know what's
here.
Interesting about
got
the whole
it.
Thing? If you in the NFL, and I'm tied in a little bit with the NFL, I don't want to get into talking too much about it, but, the next guy up is going, thank you. and the 49ers is a guy named Fred Warner who stepped up into that position, another rookie, because Reuben Foster was put on suspension, and he got his shot, and now he's like a star linebacker.
Yeah, he did great.
He did like 140 tackles or something like that.
It always amazes me when the star player, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, when the star player is down, to hear the pundits talk as if, like in football, they're playing without anybody in that position. That now an 11 people on defense, now they're just playing with 10 guys on defense. Now, there's going to be somebody that goes there, and how many people have become stars when the pundits all looked at it and said, oh my gosh, look at the replacement when so-and-so went down. I think you can look at almost the majority of people that are there in the NFL or anything, are they that just made the most of their opportunity?
Well, let me tell you, I'm showing my fingers. The difference between first and second string in an NFL is probably this much, and I'm showing about an eighth of an inch between my fingers. It's that one's just that much better. They're so good, all those players, and same with basketball or baseball. The next person up is going to be really good also.
Mm-hmm. But it's funny. Oh, sorry, Cal.
I'm just going to say, elite athletes, if you're in that class, then you start distinguishing between not just the best of the best, but the best of the best of the best. I mean, there really is not that much difference.
But getting back to this case with Reuben Foster and why the prosecutor in Florida may have chosen not to file charges. Look, one of the things that you have to ask yourself as a prosecutor is, what is the reasonable likelihood that I would be able to, as a prosecutor, that I would be able to achieve a conviction based upon these facts? And if this is a case that comes out with no history whatsoever, and you have this here, I think there's a higher likelihood that the prosecutor's office files. But when you're looking at a case as a prosecutor, and your key witness, now there was no video of the incident that I'm aware of, so this is all the alleged victim's claim that Foster did this. So it's a he said, she said situation. And when you look at that, and within 8 months of this incident, I have another incident where this same individual took the stand and admitted lying previously in the same calendar year about issues of domestic violence. I think a prosecutor looks at that and says, this witness is so easily impeachable that I don't believe a jury would come back and convict beyond a reasonable doubt. And I just think that in that situation, they look at that and they say, because I don't believe that I have a reasonable likelihood of getting a conviction, I can't file charges.
Yeah. Right. This show, we've been on this show long enough now. I remember talking about these issues in the context of Ezekiel Elliott. And we had this exact same discussion, and we said, there is so much money at stake now for a couple.
Yes.
Okay. You're in the heat of passion. You get into an argument. There's domestic violence that happens. You call the police. Within an hour, you wish you hadn't called the police in almost every circumstance, because the league and society is so hard on these players, they lose their career. They literally lose their career if they did it. So we predicted that this was going to happen, that there was going to be people recanting and saying it didn't happen and I lied. This is the first time. This is not going to be the last time.
And really quickly, in Santa Clara, she recanted before they held the preliminary hearing. The prosecutor knew she was going to recant and opted to go forward anyway, because people recant all the time, and then lost at preliminary hearing because of the recantation. I think Florida said, we're not going to make that same
mistake. And she's admitted that when she said she lied, she was lying. He did actually do it.
See you hour number two. We're going to talk about 2019 laws.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.